You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
The pain that I went through, my pit experience, my hot pot that I went through, the prison that they put me in, and the dungeon that I experienced. The anxiety that came over my life, he has caused me to forget it, glory to God, so that when I get to the palace in my life, those things won't mess with my judgments when I have to stand before multitudes of people.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Surrender It All. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 30.
Take your Bibles or your devices and go with me to Mark chapter 5. I need to get this message. I got to drop this nugget because I believe God wants us to go somewhere as a church. How many of you had a chance to hear 8 o'clock's message? Amen. Anybody online had a chance? All right. Listen, I need those of you that are online to like and share. This message here needs to get out. And I need those of you that didn't listen to 8 o'clock to go back and listen. It's called Manasseh. Make me forget. Manasseh, you'll understand it as I share today. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. And the word of the Lord reads like this. So Jesus went with him. Jesus went with him. And a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow, an issue of blood, for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him. She came behind him. Say it with me. She came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. I shall be made whole. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? The Spirit led me to do a series, a two-part series. It could go for weeks, but I believe I'm supposed to drop it this morning. Called Let It Go. Say it with me, Let It Go. There's some things you brought in this house today that you're not going to carry out with you. You're going to let it go and release it in the atmosphere because God wants to get you somewhere. And you don't have to fake it any longer. The issue will be dried up at the roots. And you're going to let it go. Today's message is entitled, I Surrender It All. I Surrender It All. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this message, and I thank you for the freedom to preach, the atmosphere, to minister. Thank you for the anointing that makes preaching easy. Thank you for receptive ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain. We will give you praise for the matchless worth that is communicated to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank you for young men letting it go and young women letting it go and matrons letting it go and matured men letting it go and our seniors letting it go and surrendering it all. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a song that sings, and if I could sing, I would sing it all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will forever love and trust him. In his presence, I daily live. I surrender all. Thank you, Lord. I didn't understand that letting it go is tied to surrender. Letting it go is tied. Actually, when we don't let it go, there's a part of us that's prideful, that God wants to be melted. The pride must melt in fervent heat, so we can step into new dimensions. And I know things hurt, our past hurts, but we have to get to a spot where we can surrender it all to the Lord. I was headed to Canada, and the Lord spoke to me the word Manasseh. Say Manasseh. He is the eldest son of Joseph, who as he collected so much grain, the scripture says, in the 7 years of plenty, that it was so much grain that they couldn't keep a count of it. He stopped counting the grain. And in his managerial skills, he made sure that that storehouses were built in the areas in which the grain was harvested. Very structured. So there was order and structure in Egypt under his watch. And Zaphnath-Paneah was moving and shaking and doing things like at a whole nother level. But at the end of that, or during the 7 years of plenty, God gave him two sons. I'm not dealing with the second one, only the eldest one. And his name is Manasseh. God has caused me to forget the pain that I went through, my pit experience, my hot pot that I went through, the prison that they put me in, and the dungeon that I experienced, the anxiety that came over my life. He has caused me to forget it. Glory to God. So that when I get to the palace in my life, those things won't mess with my judgments when I have to stand before multitudes of people. Because if you don't let it go when you stand before people, if it's still speaking into your ears, and if it's a part of your attitude and your identity, when you rule, when you release things over people, it will be laced with the maggots of your memories. And God wants us to get rid of the maggots and the worms in our lives so we can thrive and wear a crown and have new slippers on our feet and a ring and have a chariot and be able to ride in it and move forward. What good is it to have the chariot and the gold chain and the ring and the collar, but you still tied to what you went through and you can't even get beyond it? Everybody's painted with a black brush, but I decree and declare today we're going to let it. And we're stepping into a new season. Come on, Israel Houghton. It's a new season and it's a new day. And a fresh anointing is flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming. Man, I need to preach it. It's coming to me. Come on, I want you to reach out in your future and put it in. Say, it's coming to me. I got something on the way. I can't let what happened to me block me, because I got some stuff that's coming.
Oh, God.
A new season is coming. And sometimes the past can block us from anticipating the new season. Touch three people and tell them the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The first thing he told you and the last thing he told you was a lie. The devil is a liar. Let me tell you something about the anointing. When you're anointed, that means crowds should follow you. The Bible says as he went, the crowds followed him. Verse 24 of Mark chapter 5. And then a certain woman, we don't even know her name, but she's in the crowd. I may not know your name, but God knows your name. You're in here. I say you're in here. A woman with an issue. Let me just say this. All of us got issues. Elder Hubbard's got issues. I got issues. Don't cross me on the wrong day. I got issues. I got to go to God and have him to help me. I'm always asking him to help me. I'll go off on you. If I don't go off, it's because God is helping me. Y'all think I don't go off. I go off. Well, go off then, Merton. Go off. I can set it off on the right and set it off on the left. I can set it off. I need help. All of us have issues up in here. I have issues. Some issues are hidden and some issues are visible. I want y'all to get this, man. This woman said, I'm tired of my issues. Because they are visible. Most of us hide our scars, but her stuff was visible. It's out in the open. She can't hide it no more. Every time she make a step, every time she step out, there's a trail of blood following her. A trail, man. A trail of blood all down her legs, all in her shoes. And God wants to deal with your issues today. Don't pick at me because my stuff is visible. Yours may be hidden today, but you don't know what tomorrow brings. Your stuff may be out in the open that everybody can see. You got a trail of issues. A certain woman had a flow of blood. Not for a cycle, not for 5 days, but for 12 years without stopping. We're used to cycles, but this is beyond a cycle. Every woman should understand cycles, but this is beyond cycles. Glory to God. Every woman should understand that there are things that happen systematically, and you're supposed to understand that's a part of being who you are. But then there are things that's beyond cycles. I believe God is a God of cycles. Glory to God. He put something in the woman to remind us of his creation and the crescendo of his creation. It's in you. And in it, there's blood that flows, but it's not supposed to last for 12 years. Only 5 days. And some of us are in cycles that have not been able to spin you out in the time that you should have been out. You're still caught up in the cycle, which is now an issue. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says this woman's blood was flowing for 12 years and she had suffered many things from many physicians. That means she didn't have the proper diagnosis. And then the physicians took advantage of her. They made her strip and they didn't have MRI. So I'm just using my imagination. She suffered things from them. Scripture said it's clear she suffered. That means she was embarrassed. She was made to feel like she wasn't worth it. Oh my God. Man, we can explore that. I can look at 7 to 12 things that makes women feel like you're unheard of, like you're hidden or visible, or you don't measure up. And we can't allow these scars to identify us or to become a part of our identity. Scripture says she suffered many things. She suffered. Look at that word, suffered. That means pain was involved. For Joseph, it was a pit. But for her, it may not have been a pit. It could have been stirrups. It could have been stripped naked. It could have been, ooh, you smell. Thank you, Lord. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Glory to God. Glory. No matter what you do, you will never measure up. The Bible says, and she had spent all that she had. In other words, all of her money is gone. There is nothing she can tap into. The Bible says, and instead of it getting better, it grew worse. Kept getting worse. Not only she has a problem with God too. Because the law of Moses said any woman with the issue like this could not come in a crowd. You can't go to church. You can't go to the synagogue. You can't get around any people. And if you do, we can pick up stones and stone you to death. And the law of God sanctions it. So she's got a problem with people who are on her level. She's got a problem with people who feel like she's beneath them. She's got a problem with the devil because he's exploiting her. She's got a problem with physicians. She don't have no family, nor money. And she's got a problem with God's law because he blocked her out. But I wish I could preach. She heard that a man was coming back. Oh my God. She heard that a man was coming by. Somebody that accepted everybody. Somebody that loved everybody. Somebody that was willing to embrace anybody, no matter how you had the issues. Good God from Zion. Guess what she does? She puts her life on the line. She don't say, I got church hurt and they hurt me in the past and you can't get with church. You know what that lady say? Even though the law is against me, I heard that there's a man in town and he's got an anointing and he can raise the dead and he can turn a life around. So I'm going to put my life on the line and press through the crowd and see if I can touch the hem of his garment. Because if I can touch the hem, I don't have to embrace him. But if I can touch the hem of his garment, I believe there's enough virtue that can turn my whole life around. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. There's somebody in here that needs to press. I dare you to get up and start pressing. Somebody in the room needs to press. Woo, Jesus. Somebody in this room needs to press out of your depression and press out of what you came out of and press out of what you're going through. Don't let it set you back. Don't let them set you back. Don't let them mess you up. Pray! Don't let them stop you. You're going somewhere. Pray! Touch three people and tell them to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Somebody gonna get the deliverance today. Somebody gonna get a breakthrough. Somebody's going somewhere. Somebody.
somebody's issues about to dry up. Somebody's coming through.
Oh, my God. Lift your hands and receive it from the Lord. Somebody's touching the hem of his garment. If I can but touch it, I will be made whole. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I want you to open your mouth and shout unto the Lord. Shout, shout. Is coming down. Heart trouble is coming down. The issue is drying up. Hey!
Come on, walk it out. Walk it out. God is doing it. Walk it out. Let it go. 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 You're carrying it too long. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. Surrender it all. Open up the prayer line. Come on. If you need prayer, you can come down here. Ministry team is going to start laying hands on you. Deliverance is here. I can teach later. We're not going to break the flow. If you need to come to Jesus and let it go, get to this altar. Our ministry team is going to start praying with you. Hallelujah. Break it up. Break it up. God is breaking it up. God is drying it up. You're going to be made whole. You're going to be made whole. Press. Press through the crowd. Get here. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Hallelujah. Make your way to the altar. Let it go. Let it go.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Surrender It All, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-3011. That's reference number 2406-3011.
The latest Revealed Magazine edition is available on truthrevealed.org. You can download a copy or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Ladies, we invite you to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. It will be a time of fellowship, learning, and growth. See you there.
Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is from July 15th to July 19th. Register your kids ages 2 to 6th grade and grab those t-shirts using the mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer.
Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Let's celebrate our bishop's birthday on Wednesday, July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. If sending a check, make it payable to Truth Revealed with Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.